This is the Valley Outdoor Show, and we are glad you guys are with us today. We've got lots of fun talking about a little dog training. We're talking about some lake trout fry that were found in an area that I had no idea that they were in. And I think you will be interested as well. So stay tuned. Lots more to come. Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Well, hello, Ava.
How's it going?
It's going well. Good to have you here this bright and early morning.
Yeah, it's always good to be here on a weekend.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes.
No, all the time. It's a privilege.
And an honor?
Yes.
Wow, I feel terrific. You made me feel great. That's a good thing. You know, the nice part, though, I will say, when you get up on cold or cooler mornings, there's fog coming off the water, and then you know the day is going to warm up a little bit. It's going to be kind of nice out. Those mornings are just awesome.
Yeah, you know, I actually really enjoy cloudy mornings because that's when you get the pretty sunrises and sunsets.
You mean partly cloudy?
Yeah, right.
I like that. I'm more of a sunny morning guy. Tournament days when it's sunny out, there's odds are you can have some nice days in the water.
Odds are.
Well, I've had days when it's sunny out and it's miserable and right. Wind is blowing, but everything depends on the wind as well. So that's one of those moments you just you like getting up early. It's just kind of nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Not everybody's out. The lack of commotion.
We're here for the morning, people.
Yeah. Well, speaking of wind, today's little tactic slash tip. You know, often people talk to me when I do fishing seminars, and they're like, you know, I just hate fishing in the wind. I try to find, you know, place out of the wind, and I just don't want to do it. I hate fishing. Well, as the saying goes, suck it up, buttercup. The wind side of the lakes are generally where the fish are going to be. That's the thing to keep in mind.
Okay, but why? Why does wind
because they turn up the bottom. The invertebrates and the various other bait fish also become active, and that's where the other fish will hang out because the bait is active and pushed into these areas.
All right.
And it clouds up the water, so it reduces light penetration. So there's a lot of elements that go into that side of the fence, and that's really one of the big things to keep in mind. So things to keep in mind when you're trying to fish those things, those areas. The wind areas. Now, let's talk about fishing in the wind. Advantage, if you have a decent bow mount, put it on spot lock. If you have some type of anchoring spot lock device with the bow mount, that's the ultimate time to use it. Now, what you may find is, really quickly, that your bow mount may be too short if it keeps coming out of the water. Thus, when you have those scenarios, understand you may want to have a person move to the front of the boat. And then you simply cast from the front of the boat. One person casts from the back of the boat as the bow will be forward to the wind and the targeted areas will be behind you. That's the way you want to set it up.
Right.
You never want to try and cast into the wind.
Doesn't work well.
No. It always ends up badly. Wind knots, et cetera, it's a bad thing. Okay, so setting that up is the best way to do it. Now, understanding that you need to target areas that are going to be target-rich environments, meaning small points, areas that are going to be holding fish, etc. Look at those spots. Look at cups, areas of structure. Use your imaging, side imaging to find those. Don't have to drive over them, but make sure you use your side imaging to find out if there's fish on those spots. And understand as well, I found this out on Devil's Lake as a prime example, residual wind locations, meaning if the wind is blowing into a spot for, let's say, 2 or 3 days straight, the fish are going to remain in those key areas for probably about a day. So target those areas. You'll still be able to fish them, and they'll still have active fish. They're not going to move immediately. The bait's still there, but you need to make sure that you focus on those spots and hit the key spots and do it effectively. And that's really the key point. If you position yourself for success, meaning if you got the equipment to work it correctly, if you set yourself up on the spot correctly and use the correct baits, you will be successful in the wind. So let the wind be your friend. It's a real big step that you need to understand. When the wind blows, you can win. You All can right. do really well.
Embrace so, it.
Exactly. Because if you don't, guess what? Half your days you're going to say, forget it, I can't catch anything, and then you're already defeated. So understand, the wind can be your friend.
Okay? All right.
More big fish in windy days that I never thought I'd catch anything than I can even still believe. It on Erie, 25 miles an hour, 25.8 miles an hour blown out of the northeast, right down the lake in 8 to 10 footers, and I had bigger fish than I've ever had, ever. And you just were trolling with the wind, you take your time, work
All
well.
Right.
So
sounds good.
Jumping into things that make you go, an Indiana man was sentenced with the Lacey Act violation for paddle fish trafficking. As part of Operation Charlie, a joint federal task force focused on stopping illegal commercial fishing, the gentleman was sentenced to federal court for illegally harvesting paddle fish in the Ohio River. This gentleman admitted that in 2015 through 2016, he entered territorial waters of Ohio and the Ohio River and illegally harvested 107 paddle fish, which he transported through Kentucky to his shop in Indiana. The eggs, known as roe, were extracted from the female paddlefish and rinsed, then processed into caviar and packaged into plastic tubes for transport. The remaining paddlefish carcasses were then carved into what is known as bullets and boxed for transport with 25 units in each. Caviar and bullets were stored in a freezer located on site. Most inventory was sold and transported to two vendors in New York, admitted to filing false monthly harvesting reports, claiming he caught the fish in Kentucky water. Needless to say, that was a bad deal.
I guess
and,
so.
And these fish are pretty immense. They grow up to 6 feet long and 100 pounds, very slow to mature, and they get about 500,000 eggs each and spawn every 2 to 3 years. But sad, sad story. Definitely a fine coming on with him, $65,000 restitution. And, he's going to have all of his fishing licenses revoked. So, yeah. One of those things.
Are there eggs common?
That's where sturgeon eggs are basically caviar.
All right.
So, yep. But I'm glad they got that taken care of, got that out of the way. And we got the first half of the show out of the way. We're going to be coming back and talking with Jack Lilica, and he is at Prairie Peak Kennels. Little dog training coming right up.